Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled, Empty But Not Alone.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human appearance. He humbled himself, become obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As our Christian history relates, Paul wrote this letter to the Christians at Philippi when he was imprisoned. We can only imagine the details of his situation. There may have been political goings on outside his cell that were no more peaceful than inside. His cell, if that is what it was called, must have been an awfully cruel, cold, and dirty place. Certainly there were no comforts. Certainly he had lots of time to think, and think he did. Listen to how he, it seems, compared his suffering and abandonment to that of Jesus Christ. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death. His only comfort was that of being united with Jesus Christ in his suffering, in realizing that whatever he was going through was worth it, because he now had Jesus Christ by his side. He was saved, as it were, and all else was futile through that lens. Once I was living through a very difficult time, emptied, alone, and with nowhere to turn. Except I did turn. I remember saying to my Lord, "No one can possibly understand this except you." The pain did not go away, but it was then accompanied by a strange but real connection. I can do all things in you who at this painful moment are strengthening me. We in our lives can only pray and live this way. Our meaning in life must stay connected like this, or else what? Let us take care, and in our moments of glory and moments of St. Paul imprisonment, call to mind that when we are in the depths and emptiness of something huge and overpowering, that we are never alone, and the pain in the long run will certainly pay off. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.